Okay, good morning, everybody. Parshas Kitavo. Okay, which the majority of the Parsha is taken up with the Tochacha, the anti-Bracha, which we're not going to deal with this year. You know, there's an old joke about the Tochacha, that nobody wanted to take the Tochacha for the Aliyah. So, oh, Shiloh, who's going to take the Tochacha? So they went, they found a guy, and he was, for $5, he'll take the Tochacha. So they would come to shul in the morning, and he's not there. So they're davening Pesukei Dezimra, they go a little slower, still doesn't show. The Shaykh Hainat doesn't show, they repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, they take out the Sefer Torah, he's still not there, look around. They put the Sefer Torah on the Bima, and they start laying, he's still not there. Comes Aliyah before the Torah, he comes running in, all fashvitz, just makes it. And he comes over, they say, where were you? What happened? What took you so long? So he said, and it's only good in Yiddish, it really is much better. But for name Torahcha came in Machan Aleben. You think I can make a living from one Torahcha? I have that at three other shuls before I came here. Okay. So that's the Torahcha for today. Okay. So we're going to deal with the beginning of the Parsha. I have two pieces on the Bikurim. We have the Bikurim at the beginning of the Parsha. The farmer brings in an elaborate ceremony. The farmer brings his first fruits, marching from his farm, wherever it is in Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and it's really very beautiful with instruments, and everyone joins, and they come to the Kohen, and the Kohen takes the Bikurim. The first fruits are waved. And then there's a declaration that's made by the person who brings the Bikurim, where he goes through Jewish history from our slavery until coming to Eretz Yisrael. A very elaborate, beautiful ceremony. In fact, I have three items on that, and the additional one will cover something else, I hope. So let's do the first is from the Mayan Beit HaShoeva. This is Rav Schwab. He's going to ask the first one and two, Rabbi Alpert and number two, and Rabbi Schwab are going to ask the same question and come out with a little bit of a different approach. So, B'Sifrei, in our oral tradition, it's the pasuk is, when it shall be when you come into the land of Eretz Israel that Hashem gave you, then you shall bring the Bikurim. Ubesifrei, the rabbis say, "Asei mitzvah ha'amura be'inyan shebischara tikanes la'aretz." Perform a mitzvah that, in the schut, in the merit of that mitzvah, you will come into Eretz Yisrael. So now, this is a question here that all the mefarshim ask: you do the bikurim. Why do I give you the bikurim? Because it's a mitzvah that's going to give you the schut of coming into Eretz Yisrael. Hold on a second. Rabbi Makshim, everybody asks, Shari ein shum efsharut l'kayem mitzvah bikurim ad la'achar yurushat ha'aretz v'shivaso. The mitzvah bikurim is only after the 7 years of Yerusha and 7 years of Yeshiva. Total of 14 years. They have to be officially in Eretz Yisrael. You think you had a problem with the Misrad HaPnim. 14 years, you don't get your tudat zehut. Right? You can't bring Bikurim until after 14 years. So what's going on? Ve'echet shar lomar. How can you say that the schar, kiyum ha-mitzvah yichnesu l'aretz, and the schus of this mitzvah, they're coming into the land? Well, they don't get the mitzvah yet till 14 years later. On yesh l'ha'ir, I want to ask another question. Shari ha-meviyat ha-bikurim, the person who brings the Bikurim, Omer, what does he say? He garati hayom l'ashem, elokecha, I have come into the land, our land, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to our forefathers. Umashma, the implication is, Shezeh Achshav, Higil Haaretz, that he came into the soil now. V'hari mitzvah zu nohaget b'chol dorot. This mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is not just the first year that the farmer comes into Eretz Israel. This is a mitzvah that the farmer has to bring every single year from his new crops. V'im kein, yipale, yipele, shekein, Eretz Yisrael, Sheben Eretz Yisrael, Asher Avotav, Va'avot Avotav, Hayutoshe Ha'aretz, that a third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh generation Eretz Yisrael farmer makes this declaration every year. He got it the Hayom. I'm going to say this today to God, Kibati al Aretz, to the land that I have come into. Right? Kishamevi Bikurim Sha'ashav Makil Eretz Yisrael. The implication is that he came to Eretz Yisrael now. So question number one is, in the schut of this mitzvah, you're going to come in. But you already came in. You don't have the mitzvah yet. Number two, you make a statement as if I'm coming anew to Eretz Yisrael each time I bring the Bikurim. So how do we answer this? So let's see what Rav Schwab says. V'yesh l'tareitz, I'm going to suggest an answer. He says, Shehinei Eretz Yisrael mishuneh mikol haratzot tevel. Eretz Yisrael is different than all other lands in the world. Shebishar haratzot, and all the other lands, hari mitziyut ha'adam b'toch gvuloteha techuna biya la'aretz. When a person enters the border, you know, if you're ever at a border crossing between, I don't know, Canada and the United States, right? So you cross over, you are now welcome to, and it says in French and English, welcome to Canada, right? To the United States, doesn't say in French, and barely in English, but you're welcome, welcome to the United States of America, right? Once you come into the geographic country, you have entered your bi'at ha'aretz, right? Aval be'eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosha, the Holy Land, doesn't work that way. Hari ikar ha'aretz, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, there are 10 places of holiness, one on top of the other. It's a mission in Kalim. Even if you are in the geographic boundaries, you have arrived at Ben Gurion Airport. Lo yitakein lomar olav, you cannot yet say, Bo, I came to Eretz El Haaretz. Asher yavo lemikdash, Hashem mekor HaKadosh, until you get to the Beis HaMikdash. Until you get to Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh, until you get to the Beis HaMikdash, for us, at least we have the Kotel, we have the Kaisel today, so at least that. Kimo Shamar Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what Moshe said in Parshas Veschana. Es Haaretz HaTova, the good land, Asher Be'evra HaYardein, Hahar HaTov HaZeh, V'Halavanon. And Rashi explains, Hahar HaTov, what's the good mountain? Zu Yerushalayim. V'halavanon, ze Beit HaMikdash, is the Beis HaMikdash. V'zehu, and that's what this person is saying. He got it the ayom l'Hashem Elokecha. I have come to Hashem. Ki basi el haaretz, I have once again come to the land anew. Shirak achshav, v'biyati l'mikdash nishlama etzli biyas haaretz. When does making aliyah find its fulfillment? When I come to Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. When I come to the Kosel Marovi, when I come to the Mokom HaMikdash, I have arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Not to say that all of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, of course it does, but truly coming into Eretz Yisrael means coming to the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh divrei ha-sifrei, and that's the import of the words of our oral tradition, asei mitzvah zu, which we started out with, do this mitzvah, shevischara tikanes la'aretz. Do the mitzvah of Bikurim in the schut that you'll come into Eretz Yisrael. Ah, we already came into Eretz Yisrael. No, you didn't. You have to first go up to the Beis HaMikdash. So Bikurim, then Beis HaMikdash. Sha'al yidei mitzvah zu, if you do this mitzvah, zochim lavo al HaMikdash, you'll be zocha to see the Mokom HaMikdash. V'zui hachnisa ha'amitit le'Eretz Yisrael. And this is the real aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Tonight we're going to talk about a third aliyah. Right, we speak about two aliyahs, an aliyah la Torah, called to the Torah, we speak aliyah la Aretz. Tonight, at 8 o'clock, we're going to speak about Shuvah, we're going to talk about a third aliyah that the rabbis talk about, but that's for later. Now let's see, number two is Limurei Nisan, Rav Nissen Alpert, who we quote many times. Rav Nissen Alpert was the Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a Rosh Hashiva at Yeshiva University, he died very young, a tzaddik. And he asks the same question, but you'll see it'll sound like the same thing as Rav Schwab is saying. It's interesting how these great minds think alike, but he moves it a little further. Let's go through it. V'hayaki tavo, asei mitzvah, he quotes the Sifrei, do this mitzvah ha'amura b'inyan shebeschara nichnas la'aretz. If in the schara of this mitzvah, you'll come into the land. V'hu tamua, of course, this is strange. Shehari yefshar la'asot mitzvah zu ki'im la'achar b'yatolah. You can't do this mitzvah until you get into Eretz Yisrael. U'la'achar yerusha v'yishiva, and after the years of inheritance, dividing the land and dwelling there. V'eichef shar lomar, how is it possible for the rabbis to say, shebeschara mitzvah zu yikanes la'aretz? In honor of this, the reward for this mitzvah, you'll come into the land. Einu domer l'tfilin, this can't be compared to tfilin, for example, sheim chovat aguf, which is a mitzvah on the body, shenemar ben vayah ki yaviacha. It says when you come into Eretz Yisrael, asei mitzvah zu, do this mitzvah, shebishvilat tikanes la'aretz. Mashi yef shalomar mitzvah bikurim, you can't say that about bikurim. V'nira, let me suggest, shehuk shalehem, what was bothering the rabbi? Lama kasva haTorah v'haya ki tavo el haaretz, and it will be when you come into the land. Kivan she'enam mitchayavim bebikurim, they're not obligated yet in bikurim in the first fruits. Ki im la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva, until after they're living there. V'haya tzarach lomar, the Torah should have said v'haya ka'asher tirash, and it will be when you inherit the land, then you will bring the bikurim. That's not what the pasuk says, right? It says when you come in, it was implicit that immediately, but that's not what it says. It should say, "Gayaki tirash," when you inherit the land, then you bring the bikur. Ella, so there's a hint here. Sheramzu lanu, the rabbis are hinting to us, asay mitzvah ha'amur b'inyan, do a mitzvah that is spoken about concerning the reward tikanes la'aretz. You'll come into the land, but v'chazra kushlim koma. So we still have our question. So let's see what he says. V'limadnu haTorah, the Torah is teaching us, she'itakein she'echad yavo la'aretz v'yeh minoch le'aretz l'kosha l'chalka v'aday lo ba la'aretz. A guy can get on a ship, he can get on a plane, he can save all of his money, and he can make it to Eretz Yisrael at great expense, and he can come to Eretz Yisrael, but he never really came to Eretz Yisrael. In the spiritual sense, he didn't make Aliyah. Physically, he's here. He can be physically in Eretz Yisrael, but he's not in Eretz Yisrael. We unfortunately all know Jews like that, right? Coming to Eretz Yisrael, their grandparents sacrificed greatly for them to come, and you have a whole generation of Israeli children that know nothing about Yiddishkeit. That's what he's referring to. That you can come to Eretz Yisrael, but you're not in Eretz Yisrael. You may as well be in the streets of New York, the way you're living your life, right? So, I mean, I don't know if you read Mishpacha last week. Rabbi Emanuel Feldman wrote a beautiful article in his shul here in Yerushalayim. So they were davening one day mincha, and some workers came in to fix the air conditioning. So they came in, and they were obviously Israelis. He was hoping they were Arabs. They weren't. They were Israelis. They didn't put a kippah on. They're working. The mincha's going on. They were oblivious to Amen, Yehesh Meirabah, to the Shmonet, to the whole thing, working on the air conditioner, banging, hucking. They could have, as he wrote, they could have walked into a mosque, La'avdil, and it wouldn't have made a difference, because they had no idea. It appeared they never were in a shul before in their lives. Never, didn't know what was going on. So that's what he's talking about. A person can make Aliyah, he can buy the ticket, he can save his money, he can come to Eretz Yisrael, but he never came to Eretz Yisrael, right? So what does he say? Let's go on. Let's go on, the third paragraph, the second line. Ve'ematai yashar lomar alav shehu ba l'Eretz Yisrael. When can you say that a person actually made it to Eretz Yisrael? Rak la'achar shenotel mibikuri admato, only when he first takes his first fruits. Ve'holech lebeit hamikdash, and he walks to the Beis Hamikdash. Hamakom asher bachar bo Hashem, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for our spiritual elevation. Umakdish et reshit pri adama l'Hashem, and he's makdish, he sanctifies his first fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebishvil zeh bo la'aretz, that's what he came to Eretz Yisrael for. To sacrifice his first and his best and give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ukedushat ha'aretz, hi mikedushat beit hamikdash v'avodas Hashem. Where does the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael come from? It comes from the Beis Hamikdash. Az boel a kohen, then he comes to the kohen. Va'amarta elov, and he says to him, Higadati hayom la'Hashem elokecha, ki basi al ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem levoseinu l'seis lanu. Higadati, hereisi b'masai, take a look at my Let me show you my actions. Zehu habiur shel Haggadah. Haggadah ki tavo male. Tavo is with an aleph. Male with a vav and an aleph. He's saying this is a hint. Avot. You see the words tavo, to come, but you also see the word avot, our forefathers. Ematai boil eretz Israel kishaboil eretz avot. When I come to the land of my forefathers, when I see this, not just as a modern technological new start country, which it is, Baruch Hashem, but that I also see the pnimiut, that's the chitzoniut of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, what we have made of Eretz Yisrael in this world, but to see the pnimiut of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that tavo, he says, is from Loshen Avot, that it's bo Eretz Avot, that I see the spirituality in Eretz Yisrael, that's coming to Eretz Yisrael. It comes with all the other mitzvahs that will be in the parsha. Biur Ma'aser Davidui. You'll see in the Ma'aser Sheni, there's also a declaration that said when we bring our tithes, it's in the parsha. V'chein beklalos, and also in the anti-brachot. U'brachot b'har grizim v'har eval. La'achar shmuot ha-ra'ot shal divrei ha-tochacha. After the chilling, bristling, words of the tochacha, of the anti-bracha, chasam tachat asher, how does the Torah end? What's the bottom line of this whole bristling parsha of the tochacha? It's long. You'll see the first few aliyahs this Shabbos are quick. So you say, oh, it's a short parsha. Kohen, Levi, Shlishi, Revi, it goes up very quickly until you get to Shishi. Right? Then you got the tochacha, and it's long. So after it's done, what's the final word of the Torah after the Tovicha? Tachat asher lo avadata Hashem Elokecha v'simcha uvetov levav. What's the biggest tochacha? What's the worst thing? The most tragic thing for a Jew is not to be happy. Is not to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with besimcha. That is the goal, to be besivdu et Hashem besimcha, to be happy. Right? To be happy. Mesil Shisharim, which is the great classic work, the Mesil Shisharim, which was written by the Ramchal, which, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young. Mesil Shisharim was always taught in high schools, when kids don't appreciate it so much. But now, by the way, they've just come out, I saw that Art School has just come out, somebody has done a fantastic new English-Hebrew translation of the Mesil Shisharim, with notes, as you go along, with notes. I haven't seen it inside, I've only seen the advertisement. But the Mesil Shisharim says in the first chapter that everyone is obligated to be happy. The purpose in life is to be happy. But then he says, but nobody in this world is perfectly happy. Right? No one is always happy. No. Right? The goal is to try to be happy. That's our goal, to be happy. But no one is always happy. Right? Like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that you know, a person has to try to do all the mitzvahs as best as he can, right? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Lo alecha hamelacha ligmor," but it's not for you to finish, right? Ella, but efshar rashar lifater mimena, but you can't pull out. You know, this is too hard. I could never do this whole thing. I can't do this whole Torah thing. I can't learn. You know, it's not for you to finish, but you can't pull out. I always say that this is a lesson in mental hygiene from the rabbis. Nobody can do everything, right? The rabbis are being very wise here. You know, Eifshar, it's impossible to finish it, right? Lo alecha amalacha ligmor. Ela Eifshar, but you're not patur liftor mimenu. You're not patur to resign. You can't resign. Can't resign from Yiddishkeit, right? You just do put your best foot forward. So here, to be simcha, to be with simcha, not an easy challenge, right? Not an easy challenge, but that's the goal. He says that's what coming into Eretz Yisrael is all about. That's what he wants to say. He says this. Listen, Tachan Hashem lo avadas Hashem lekeinu asur to leva merav kol kol hakorei yitma. Anyone who reads this pasuk is amazed. The implication is, even if I do the entire Torah from Aleph to Taf, I do everything. But the only thing is, I didn't do it b'simcha. Yavo alav kol haklolos ha'amuros b'chol ha'aslan. It appears that all of these anti-brachas will befall such a person after the table. Right? Barer, it's clear, shahaklolos boz rak im lo ye'avdu es Hashem l'gamri. The klolos, the curses, will come, chas v'shalom, the anti-brachas, as I prefer to refer to them. The anti-brachot will come only if a person doesn't do it. Eli Yesha of the Hashem, you have people who serve God. She'en olam mitato, shel devar of the Hashem, but they're not really servants of God. Ve'ema ovdim shelo b'simcha. They get up in the morning, they grunt at their spouse, they grunt at their children, they grunt at the next guy, they drive, you know, with their horn, not with the wheel, and they come to shul, they don't say hello to anybody, they don't give a grush to tzedakah. You know, that's the way they go through their lives. Right? They do mitzvahs. You know, maybe they'll even give tzedakah, they'll throw it into the pushka. Right? The gabbai almost falls down from the weight of the throw. Right? That's Oved es Hashem, he's being Oved Hashem, but that's not even Ivdus Hashem b'simcha. Ivdus Hashem b'simcha. U'b'avodah kezu, with this kind of avodah, yavo l'mayet u'l'katzeret avodah. This kind of avodah diminishes the avodah. You're not serving God. Ad she'az nichua l'gamri. That's going to bring upon a person not good things. And this is the topic of Parsha Kitavo. It's not enough that you physically get off the plane and come into Eretz Yisrael. Or you perform a mitzvah, you do it, superficially, shalom mitzvah. V'chol zman she'enu aved Hashem b'simcha, but as long as he's not serving Hashem in happiness and joy, u'bito lev me'rav kol, eino bo l'masger avodat Hashem, then we don't reach the level of being an oved Hashem. V'chol she'enu makir tovel Hashem, whoever doesn't thank God for what he does for us, b'viyato l'arz, when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, where else should we feel the hakoras atov, the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other than when we come to Eretz Yisrael? Al kedushat ha'aretz, the holiness of the land, shekol ha'torah tluya bo, the whole Torah is dependent upon Eretz Yisrael. Lo ba'adayin alatz. If you don't feel that when you come here, you haven't yet arrived in Eretz Yisrael. So that's his take on this matter. Okay, I have two pieces now from the Shem Yishmuel. Let's see, I don't know if we're going to get to that extra sheet today. I did it last night because I was afraid this was not enough material, but I think we'll be okay. So on the back page, number three, this is from the Shem Yishmuel. This is from one of the great, we've touched him many times, one of the great Hasidic masters, the Sochachover Rebbe, the son of the Avnei Nezer, who was a great posek in Poland. And he died in, the Avnei Nezer died in 1911. The Sochachover lived, this Shem Yishmuel lived longer after that. So again the Bikurim, again bringing the Bikurim, the ceremony, etc. And here we have a Medrash, something very interesting about this Medrash. Because you know, we don't have the Bikurim today, so where do we get the spiritual energy that the Bikurim give us at the time of the Beit HaMikdash? What's the substitute for us today? Right? That's what he's going to talk about. And it's with a Hasidic kind of esoteric twist. And he quotes a Medrash Tanchuma. But Tanchuma tzafa Moshe beruach HaKodesh. Moshe saw, through divine inspiration, Shebeit HaMikdash atid licharei, that eventually the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. V'habikurim atidim lifaseik, and the Bikurim would stop. There wouldn't be Jewish, well, there still would be Jewish farmers, maybe, but not Jewish farmers bringing Bikurim. Lifaseik amadvi, so what did he do? Amadvi hitkim Yisrael, so he established a replacement spiritual energizer, for which would replace what Bikurim represented. What's that? She'yu mitpa'alim shalosh pamim b'chol yom. That you should daven three times a day. Well, what's going on here? Like, what is the nexus? What is the connection between bringing the Bikurim and davening three times a day? So there has to be something very deep in Bikurim. Obviously, three items in Bikurim. And those three items relate to three items in Tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. And let's see how he explains it. Lahavin ha-dvarim, to understand this, dehineh be-medrash, the Medrash says, Ein reishit ela bikurim. You know, there's a Medrash when it says, Bereishis bara Elokim. God created the world in the beginning, Bereishis, but the Medrash also says, Bereishit with bikurim. Because reishit and bikurim mean the same thing, the first. So the Medrash says, Bereishit bara Elokim, God created the world with the concept of Bikurim, of the first fruit. That's a mouthful. So what does it mean? Bishvil Bikurim. Lahavin divrei, we have to understand this. Dinei Bezor HaKodesh, right, the Kabbalists teach, Al HaPosuk, on the Posuk, Higarti Hayom LaHashem Elokecha, this is the Posuk we just learned, that the declaration that the farmer says, I come to you, God, in this holy land with my fruits, Inun, Ba'ayan la'achaza ulo'da'a. It is in this statement that we are offering thanks and awareness and appreciation. De begini de chesed ilo zachan lekol hai. It's only as a result of the chesed, the grace of God, that I, the farmer, was zeiched into such a crop. It's not because I have this brilliant system of farming and I have this new plow and I have good workers. Right? I owe it all to you, Rabbona Shel Olam. That's what this statement is. V'alon la'ahi arev v'avad imahon kol inu tevoyin u'begam kein havu amrin milin alim l'kohen. So they would say these words to the Kohen. Why do they say this statement to the Kohen? Mishum da'asi misitra l'chesed. Because the Kohen represents chesed. The Kohen represents the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. He's the conduit. Through the Kohen, bracha comes to Klal Yisrael. So he is the personification of chesed, of loving kindness. So the farmer has to make this statement of appreciating everything that I have, the kindness of God. I have to mention it to the Kohen, who represents the representative of kindness in this world. Okay, in Cain, Nemar v'yitein lanu loshen maton. So it gives it a present. Hine zehu ikara kavona b'briyat shemayim v'aretz. And this is the entire intention of the creation of the world also. When did God create the world? Liyot ha'adam model Hashem yisbarach shebaro. To create a world, to create a man who understands that it was an olam chesed, a world of chesed that was created, a world of kindness, and that man has to feel that kindness and return the favor. And I have to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me b'tzad ha-chesed. Kemo shekosav kol zeh ha-Ramban. The Ramban actually says this very beautifully. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but he says the purpose of creation is to create a situation where we will believe in God and submit totally to Him, to the Creator, and thank Him. Right? That was the idea of the Bikurim. That's the idea of the created world. So you have the Briyas HaOlam, Bikurei HaOlam, if you will, and the Bikurim, the first fruits, come with the same idea. V'zehu shebeschut Bikurim nivra HaOlam. In the merit of the Bikurim, the world was created, because Bikurim are all about Hakaras HaTov. Bikurim are all about saying thank you to God and recognizing that everything comes from you. And that's what the world was created for, to create this attitude amongst us. Sha'inyin masha bikurim morim alav zei kavonas habriya. The bikurim and the creation of the world come together. Now, let's see what he does with this. He's going to show the divisions of bikurim and then tie it in with tefillah. V'nei b'bikurim yesh shlosh dvarim. There are three things with bikurim. Hava tenufa v'hanacha, that's one thing, the bringing, the waving, and putting it down, putting the basket down, right? Kriya, the articulation, the statement, the declaration. And three, ishtachavaya, bowing down, total submission in the mikdash. V'zeu keneged, this is keneged three things. Machshava, the intellect, dibur, speech, right? Which is really emotional articulation, umaaseh, and physical body action, the goof, right? Havo utenufa v'hanocha, bringing it and waving it and putting it down, hein maaseh. That's action. That's an active thing. Kriya reading the psukim is dibur. That's articulating it, right? Vishtachava machshava. Bowing down, that's the intellect. Total submission of my mind to the Rabbanu Shalom. Dekol habruyim holchim kfufei koma. Every created person should walk in a humble fashion, with his head bent. V'adam sheyesh lo seichel, a person who has seichel, has intelligence, holech b'koma zekufa. He walks b'koma zekufa. V'im hu bo b'hashtachavo shekfifat koma l'Hashem yipor. He means to say, if a person has the humility to bow his head, v'zeh morash hu mevatel af sichlo l'Hashem yipor. If I bow my head, it means that I am submitting even my intellect, because my head represents my intellect. So by bowing my head, I'm submitting my intellect to the Rabbanu Shalom. I'm a smart guy, I'm saying, but the Rabbanu Shalom is smarter. V'al kein bikurim mitzvah chaviv emot. So bikurim is a great mitzvah. She mitzvah ha'nasit b'chol gimel chelke adam. The bikurim is done with all three parts of man, the creative intellectual part, the speech, which is emotional, our emotional part, our inside, and machshava, and submission physically to submit to him. V'hein keneged nefesh ruach u'neshama. So that refers to three different parts of the soul. V'inyana moral inyan shebetachlit bria ha'olam ha'ita lezeh. Very similar to the created world. V'imken kishera Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe saw shebikurim atidim libatel bikesh takana. When he saw that bikurim were going to be a thing of the past, he had to find a substitute. It's true. Many mitzvahs were lost with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what do you have to replace anything? We don't really replace the karbonos. We say them, but we don't replace them. There are many things we do in the Beis HaMikdash we don't do. But why was it necessary? Moshe felt he had to replace the bikurim. Nirgash yoter al bitul mitzvot bikurim. There he felt terrible. V'hul ha'godol ma'alasot. The bikurim is so important. These three ideas, the total submission of body, heart, and mind to the Rabbanu Shalom is such a crucial idea, it had to be substituted. Ulekachi kin shalosh tefillot. So therefore he instituted the three davenings. The three davenings now are going to restore our submitting to God intellectually, emotionally, through dibur and heart, and with our guf, with our body. The tefillot avot tiknu. We know that the tefillos were established by our forefathers. Avram shachris, Avram gave a shachris, Yitzchak mincha, the afternoon prayer, and Yaakov ma'aravit, marav. V'chol echad v'achad mehem, hisig ma'al yoter. And each one of them perceived something greater. V'al kol inyan tefila hu bitul hachno l'Hashem yisborach. Everything about tefila, the top of the left-hand column, everything about tefila is submission to the Rabbanu Shalom, right? As the Ramban writes, but Avram Avinu alav shalom hayaseichel. So let's start with shachris. Avram had seichel. Avram was a brilliant person. Kemo shekasav Chazal, shtei klayotav navot chochma. He didn't have anyone to teach him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle. He created active and healthy kidneys, and he learned Torah through his kidneys, seed of knowledge. He learned Torah through his kidneys. He destroyed idol worship. She taught, and he discovered the mistake in it, and taught the world that it was a mistake. Mitzad haseichel, he used his seichel, his intellect. V'kidesh et sichlo, and he sanctified his seichel. V'masha bitul kol haseichel shelo l'Hashem yisborach. He was mevatel, he nullified, he submitted all of his seichel to God. Al kein hayischaro b'sichlo. Therefore, what was his reward? Seichel, davening of seichel. What does that mean? What's davening of seichel? Skip the back brackets. Al kein tikein tefilat shacharit. He instituted and invented shacharit. That comes from seichel. How do you know? Tefilas baboker. Boker means morning. You know what else boker means? Clarity. Shuloshen bikur. Shivaker adam besichlo. It clarifies. Bikur is to clarify. Shacharit, you know, people say I'm a morning person. Well, Avraham Avinu was a morning person. We think clearer in the morning. You had a good night's sleep, you get up, you can think clearly. Shacharit is from the intellect. He created that tefillah of birur to Hashem. Shivakir adam besichlo. And he goes on, Zohar HaKadosh, let's skip down. Let's go to Yitzchak. Let's go to Yitzchak. If you go down the second parenthesis, the Yitzchak ala lamala od yoter. And Yitzchak added something. He took the seichel of his father, but he added something else. Shalom bilvar ha-seichel. It wasn't only seichel, intellect. Ela af et ha-nefesh hikdish ubit la la-shem yisborch. But also his heart, his nefesh, he gave his emotions, is what he really wants to say. V'yitzchak hikrivet nafsho la-shem. After the parentheses. V'hu ha-klipa bedibur. This is with speech. By the power of speech. Shehu mikochot ha-nefesh. Which comes from the heart, comes inside. Kemo shekasev, v'yi adam le-nefesh chayai. Chayah. V'betargum unkelis le-ruach memalla. The power of speech, that which differentiates us, is called a nefesh. Which differentiates us from the rest of the world. You have now the intellect, plus the emotional soul, his emotional soul, which expresses itself through the mouth. V'lekachti kein tefilat mincha. So that's where mincha comes in. Mincha is seichel and emotion. Miloshen minucha. Minucha, to be at peace with yourself. I can make mincha. Mincha is the most difficult tefillah to do in the middle of the day. You're busy, you're at work, you're in business, whatever you're doing, but you have to stop and daven mincha. That requires a tremendous sense of menuchat hanefesh. Mincha requires a neshama that is at peace, that is emotionally stable, as well as the seichel. Right? And finally, Yaakov, a few lines down, V'yaakov tikein tefillat aravit. Yaakov gave us aravit, evening service, ki hu kiddush od yoter, that's even more, that's seichel, plus neshama, plus guf, plus his body. How so? V'guf yikadesh, v'lo ra tipat ke. Yaakov was a very pure person. There was no pure impurity in Yaakov's seeds in his life. V'zeh shehikriv shlamim, he only gave shlamim, peace offerings. No one else offered peace offerings. He represented a tremendous sense of peace. And he was ish tam, yoshev o'alim, the end of that paragraph. Tam means mitzad ha-guf. Therefore, the last that paragraph, the middle paragraph, v'im ken tiken tefillat aravit, what does that have to do with Maariv, with the evening service? Shehu keneged evarim uptarim. The only part, you know, people have, it's a mistake with karbonot, with karbonos, with sacrifices. Everyone thinks we put, it's like a barbecue. You put the animal on and you eat the meat. No. Very rarely do we eat meat. The Kohanim take certain portions. It's sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach is the central motif of sacrifices. But the one thing that we burn, physically burn on the Mizbeach for all karbonos, is the Evarim Upedarim. The limbs that are left over from the korban, that is not given to the, after the blood is sprinkled and certain parts are given to the Kohen, the limbs are burnt all night. That's physical. That's only at night. You're only allowed to do that at night. That's Maariv. That's physical. That's a physical statement to a Kodesh Baruch. So here you have Tefillah taking over from Bikurim. In our intellect, coming with our first fruits, recognizing God is the source of everything I have, and the heart, the emotion, the dibur, right? So that's Tefillah. And you have the physical body. So you have all these things in Shacharis, right? The clarity, the intellectual clarity. Mincha is the emotional clarity. Menuchat ha-nefesh. And Maariv, which is the pedorim, which is the physical, giving to a God, giving God physically myself by davening Maariv. So that is why the three tefillahs replace Bikurim. Very strange notion, but he's explained it very beautifully.